Chapter 6, The Master of Masters.
The cold silence of the eclipse base on Mercury's moon was broken only by the faint hum of energy conduits, their power surging as preparations for the eclipse's next phase unfolded. The darkened hallways of the massive facility were lit by the faint glow of pulsating runes, their patterns shifting as if they were alive, feeding on the immense power coursing through the station. This place was a fortress. No, a temple to their cause. And here, under the surface of the moon, the Master of Masters orchestrated their rise. Aethor, the Master of Masters, stood before a vast terminal, his long dark cloak flowing behind him like a shadow stretching across the room. His face was obscured by a black helmet with intricate markings etched into its surface, markings that glowed faintly as though infused with the power of Ra. He was the most senior of the Eclipse officers, the one chosen to carry out the Shalit Biru's will with ruthless precision. Behind him, a row of lieutenants and commanders watched in silence, waiting for their orders. Their faces were hard, worn from years of conflict, yet there was a certain fear that lingered in their eyes when they looked upon Aethor. He was more than just a leader. He was a harbinger of annihilation, a being capable of bending both the will and the energy of the universe itself to his design. Aether's gaze flicked to the wall ahead, where a large holographic map of Mercury was displayed. The planet's surface was covered in red marks, strategic locations of Kurai resistance forces, key outposts, and other critical targets. Each mark pulsed with a faint, ominous light, indicating the growing importance of the mission at hand. A voice broke the silence. Nerith, a cold and calculating strategist, stepped forward.
Master Aether, the resistance is proving more resilient than we anticipated. Their latest raid has cost us precious resources. We may need to reconsider our approach.
Aether didn't turn to acknowledge her. Instead, he continued to study the map, his voice low but carrying an undeniable authority.
The resistance is more than a distraction. We did not expect the Kurai to be able to respond so fast.
Nerith's brow furrowed.
But their forces are scattered. We could crush them individually if—
No!
Aethor interrupted, his voice like ice.
Or we must destroy their will to fight. If we do not strike at the heart, they will continue to scatter. Their morale is strong, but it will break when we show them how much more power we command.
Aether's gaze shifted to the center of the room, where a figure emerged from the shadows. A techno-priestess, who blends mystical with technological disciplines, with a dark hooded robe. Her presence was unsettling, as if the very air around her crackled with a strange energy. She bowed deeply to Aether.
Master.
She spoke, her voice hollow and unnerving.
The Shalit Biru has issued a directive.
Aether's expression remained unreadable, but his interest was piqued.
Speak.
The techno-priestess straightened.
He has seen the future. The resistance will fall, but not through conventional means. The Shalit Biru has called upon the sun to empower us further. The eclipse must be ready to move against Mercury at the moment of his choosing.
Aethor nodded slowly.
And when will that be?
The Shalit Biru will connect with us through his mastery of the sun's energy. His shall guide our actions. The time is soon,
she replied. Aether's eyes narrowed. He had heard of the Shalit Biru's methods, But the idea of tapping into the sun's raw power was something that even Aethor had never fully comprehended. It was a dangerous gamble, one that could risk everything they had worked for if they were not ready.
"Very well,"
he said, turning back to the map.
"We will continue with our operations as planned. I want every cell of resistance eradicated before the Shalit Biru's arrival, but..."
He paused, his tone darkening.
"We will no longer be dependent on the Kurai. We will make our move before they can make theirs. Let the galaxy see what the Eclipse can truly achieve."
The room fell silent, save for the hum of the energy conduits. Nereth stepped forward again.
"Master Aethor, what of the Kur-Ai's allies? The whispers speak of possible external support."
Aether's hand clenched into a fist.
"If they wish to interfere, they will find their own destruction. No one, no faction, will stand in the way of the Eclipse."
He turned to face the gathered officers, his gaze sweeping across them like a storm.
"Prepare the fleet. Activate the Eclipse cells in the outer colonies. We are the harbingers of a new order, and no one will stop us."
The Techno-Priestess's voice interrupted once more.
"Master, there is one more thing. The Shalit Biru has left us a message."
Aether's patience was thinning, but he gave her a sharp nod.
"Speak."
"The Shalit Biru has instructed that we will begin the first phase of his plan. There is a place of power on Mercury, one that holds an ancient energy connected to the sun. The Eclipse will seize it. That is where our true power will be born."
Aether's lips curled into a dark smile.
"Then we move. Mercury's fate is sealed. The Shalit Biru will have his victory, and the Eclipse will rise to consume the galaxy."
As the command center hummed with renewed activity, Aether's thoughts turned inward. The Shalit Biru's power was beyond anything he had ever witnessed, and with it, the Eclipse would not just conquer Mercury, but would tear down the very fabric of the universe itself. The beginning of the end was at hand.